I would now like to invite Councillor Anna Smith to reflect on our strong sense of community in Cambridge. This is the first civic occasion since the tragic death of our mayor, Nigel Gawthrop, who dedicated his life here in Cambridge to charitable causes and enriching community life. So it is very fitting that Anna pays a tribute to him.
Thank you. Some of the words I shared earlier in today's ceremony should have been spoken by someone else, by our much-loved mayor, Nigel Gawthrop. Nigel died suddenly and tragically young just a few weeks ago, and I've been asked to give a short tribute on behalf of the city. Nigel was born in Leeds and was a lifelong Leeds United fan. But Cambridge was his home for most of his life. And he was clearly so proud to represent that home as a much-loved councillor and mayor. A committed trades unionist, he was father of the chapel at Cambridge University Press from 1980 to 2013. And he was committed to challenging inequality in all his forms wherever he saw it. He was someone who never pushed himself to the front. I remember a recent photo shoot for the Green Flag Award on Christ Pieces, where he was insistent that the ground staff who did the gardening and looked after the grass and the trees had centre stage in the picture, because they were the ones that had done all the work, not him. And that was absolutely typical of him. Nigel had such a love for life, and he was clearly loving being mayor of Cambridge this year. For many of us, we will remember Nigel joyfully meeting people at all sorts of events around the city, often accompanied by his wife, Jenny. And in particular, we'll think of those events which he attended by motorbike, such as the parade of bikers he led to the American Cemetery at Madingley for their memorial event, with his leathers and his chain. We've lost Nigel so early. Our hearts go out to Jenny, to the rest of his family, and to all those who were proud to call him a friend and comrade. Rest in peace, Nigel.